welcome everyone to an old school episode.
Christmas edition.
This is episode 8 of season... We're on season 3 still.
Of?
Oh,
Conclave Radio! Woo! It's just you and me, buddy.
Yep. If you haven't listened before, this is Casey Hull, one of your co-hosts, joined by...
Clint Johnson. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Man. And It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, and it's been a minute in general.
Yeah,
we won't have our. We've been off for a few weeks with the Thanksgiving and whatnot.
It's probably
and whatnot.
The lowest number of episodes in the season.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
We'll get back better than
over
ever.
Quantity, right?
That's right, and you know, life happens and technical difficulties and
yeah,
all that.
It's
so,
whatever.
Yeah, but it's
at
okay.
least we're making an. At least we're making an episode now,
and it's very cool. And it's been a definite minute since we've had a Clint Casey episode.
That's
only.
True.
Wow.
It's been very mix and match with some cast.
You'd have to search in the archives to see when the last time this one happened.
But I'll tell you what, it feels kind of nice.
Yeah. Who needs those losers?
Some little nostalgia going on.
Yeah, this is great. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we don't need those
no
losers.
They just hold us back anyways.
Darn traffic.
Whatever.
What kind of?
You don't get traffic if you don't ever leave for the day. Isn't that right, Casey? You and me have just...
Absolutely.
Of course, we've been here virtually all day.
Because we love God.
And congratulations on finishing finals today, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a big day for you.
It's been a week. I'll tell you that.
You're done with your semester?
I feel like it should be Thursday.
Yeah, but it's only Wednesday.
I know. But it's a good Wednesday.
It's a great Wednesday because not only... Are you done with the semester of college?
Finally.
It's your birthday! Woo!
Yes! Woo! That's right.
I have to be extra exuberant because it's just me.
Those are our sound effects.
21 today.
That's right. And guess what I'm doing for my 21st?
I want to know.
Going to church.
That's right, you are.
That's right.
That's what everyone should do when they turn 21.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen from the gallery, from the peanut gallery, the audience.
Yep.
So happy birthday,
it's
Casey Hall.
Thanks, buddy.
Man, what? And you had awesome cake today.
I had
caramel cake.
Yeah.
Did the family greet you this morning and tell you happy birthday?
Half of them were already gone. Most of them were gone.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Okay.
It was still a very happy. Okay, it was a stressful morning. I mean, I had to go take my test.
Yeah.
But as soon as I left the building, it was birthday mode.
Party mode. That's right. Now you're in Christmas vacay.
And then it was work mode. Now I'm back in party mode.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of work mode, too.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. Such is life. So we've all thought about having a little fun little episode today.
Yes.
Since it is Christmas time. We're only 2 weeks away from Christmas today.
Good Lord.
14 days away from December 25th.
I mean, I swear I was just walking around for Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, it was like we just had our
party.
Thanksgiving and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it just happened. Yeah. The year is flying by for sure. So we are almost.
Is this what happens when you get older?
Yes, sir. This is what happens.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. It. I'm telling you, the years just fly by, buddy.
Like faster and faster.
Yes.
So you were just like 25
yesterday.
Ooh.
I mean, I remember 25. 25 was pretty awesome.
Really?
Oh man. I remember 21. I was getting married at 22. Whoa! Right?
Crazy.
Casey, hey. I got married at 22.
Well, that's good.
Gives
for you
a year to get things ready, right? Hope.
I'm proud.
Right, Hope. Yeah. Uh huh.
I'm proud of you. Good job, buddy.
It's
how about a high five?
Woo! Are you want to do it?
Good
happy
thing
early
I'm
anniversary
not you.
To my bride. It happens in 3 days. 17 years. Woo!
17.
17 years. Wow.
Nice.
Right. Well, let's get into it. We thought we'd do something a little fun before we do. Casey had the great idea for us to read the Christmas story.
That's right. I'm full of great ideas.
You are full of great ideas. Choosing me to be your friend was your best.
And what better way to celebrate Christmas and the Christmas story than with some Christmas Starbucks?
It's amazing. I didn't get any Christmas Starbucks. I'm not sure how I didn't get any.
Well, you have to be 21 on your birthday today. That's how you get Starbucks.
Hope's not 21 on her birthday. She's still 20.
But when you pay for things, you can also buy it for yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. Man. Or you just didn't get the request in on time. That happens.
All you had to do is just send a little text. Say, hey, Clint, what, you want some Starbucks? Oh, I would love Starbucks.
Hey, Clint.
The last time I asked Hope to get me something, she got me a bunch of broccoli. So who knows what she would have brought me. No thanks.
That's funny.
Well, let's read the Christmas story. Luke chapter 2.
And we're going to start on verse 8.
Yeah.
And just for context, we are reading from the Good News Bible. I think that's... it's something we have in common. We really like the Good News Bible.
Casey and I both like the Good News Bible. Not, we're not married to it. I mean, the NIV is so good. New King James.
I love different versions for
Amplified Message. But
English Standard. Yeah, I like that one, too.
English Standard is good. We just have a liking to the Good News Bible. Go ahead, Casey's at verse 8. We'll read a few.
Okie dokie. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove... and this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angels, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger.
When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds heard. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them.
Awesome.
Yes.
Very cool. I heard just a snippet of that this morning, and one of the phrases that I read that stuck out to me, and I've heard it all my life, you see it on signs for Christmas, was peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, that's, you know, how much our world still needs that, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In our, not just our world, but our homes, our families, relationships, everywhere, you know, we need that. So what a great, you know, we don't really think about that too much, but,
mm-hmm.
He puts everything into order, into place. So,
at the right time.
Yep.
All about his plan.
Well, Casey Hall, I have some questions for you, my friend.
Ooh.
Do we need to take a break first, or are we good?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have some questions for you, some Christmas questions. Multiple choice, most of them.
I really wanted to get Santa Claus on the podcast, I'll say. But I guess he just couldn't make it. He's
probably busy.
He had a lot of toys to make, I guess.
Yeah.
He never responded to my email.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. He's a busy man this
year. I wanted to ask him if hot dogs were sandwiches.
Well, we know what he would say about that. Hot dogs are definitely sandwiches.
Yeah, we know.
We know this. Well, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
We don't have the crew here to do the game, so you're a winner regardless.
Yes.
You're a winner slash loser regardless. Okay, so let me ask you some questions. I tell you what, can we use that mic that's right beside you, Casey?
We can.
I have a great idea. What number is that mic? Okay.
There you go.
So we have a new panelist.
Addison
Johnson. Woo! All right, so Addie, we're going to play a trivia game with you and Casey, and we'll ask Casey a question, we'll ask you a question, and let's see who wins. I mean, this could be radio gold, okay? They're Christmas questions, so not super hard, okay? We'll let Casey go first, and then
it's okay, Addie, you'll probably win.
Yeah, we'll let Casey go first.
No, I will not.
We'll let Casey go, and then you, okay? First question. according to
Are these biblical questions?
Yes.
Are these, okay.
How many wise men visited Jesus?
Oh, I do know the answer to this.
Okay.
Technically, we don't really know, but we say three based on the gifts given on that night.
So you're because they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
But your answer is we don't really know.
Right.
Okay, Addie, what is your guess? How many wise men visited Jesus?
Three.
Okay. Yeah, if you were to ask me, if I didn't really know, I would all obviously say three. Casey Hall is correct. We don't really know. Ding, 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 ding. Good job, Casey.
I always found that really interesting.
It is very interesting. Okay, Addie, let's go with you first. Or let's go with you next, Casey.
Because, I would love to see a nativity scene.
Yeah.
But then there'd be, 10 wise men on the side.
Right, because you always just see the three.
Right.
We're teaching people the wrong way. I mean, obviously, you want to say three,
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I want to see, 20 people lined up because they're all wise men.
And that's why you see the signs on churches that say, wise men still follow him. Ooh,
that's right.
Mic drop. Okay. And we had just answered this, but this is, you should know this.
Okay.
What were the gifts presented to Jesus by the wise men?
Myrrh, frankincense. There's another one. Gold.
Yes.
All right, and
I agree with her.
You agree with her. You
gold,
are both
frankincense,
correct.
And myrrh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. I get the point.
Okay. You both get the point.
High five.
What was the, no, it's all you each get a point. Okay.
If we get it right, we get the point.
Yeah, if you get a point. What was the name of the angel who visited Mary, the mother of Jesus? What was the angel's name?
Is it my turn or her turn?
It's your turn, Casey Hall.
I'm sorry.
Wait for Casey.
And you know those times where you know it, and when you need to know it, it's gone.
Oh man!
Oh, I have that time.
Oh man!
All the time.
Do you? Three. Two.
How about we give him a little
pass,
more
pass.
Time?
Okay, Addie, what was the name of the angel that visited Mary?
I don't know.
Do you
want to
take
pass?
A guess? There's no pass. Do you want to take a guess?
No.
Well, he passed. Why can't he?
He doesn't
go?
Get the pass. That means you just both get it wrong. Gabriel.
Yes,
you're
Gabriel. It was Gabriel.
Okay.
It didn't say it. I don't know.
All right. What does Emmanuel mean? And we will start with Casey. Casey, what does Emmanuel mean?
God with us.
God with us. Addie, what does Emmanuel mean?
I agree with him.
That is correct.
Ding, ding,
so
ding, ding, ding.
Casey still leads by 1 point. In what town did Mary and Joseph live?
Who are we starting with again?
We'll start with Casey.
Do we want to add our new player into the game?
Yes. Where is the button? Okay. John Thomas is also
Hello.
Here. John Thomas, welcome to Christmas Trivia.
He has 0 points.
Trafficon 65.
I've heard no worries on that.
We are playing the
Christmas Trivia.
Christmas Trivia. All right. Just said the Christmas story.
All right. Casey Hall. What
your
city?
Beard is so
I have
thick.
To tell y'all this. I hope.
Thank you.
I believe a.
How many C's?
I have to say, I believe that y'all are about to get owned by Mr. Thomas over there.
You're right.
And you should know this. What town did Mary and Joseph live, Casey Hall?
Bethlehem.
Okay, that was where Jesus was born. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Addie, what city did Joseph and Mary come from? You know this?
I was told to never leave an answer blank.
I agree.
How about we let our new contestant go
okay,
first?
Okay, so you're going to say no? Okay. John Thomas, where is Joseph and Mary from?
I don't know. Nazareth is the only thing I can
Nazareth.
Think.
Ding, 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 ding. Jesus of Nazareth.
See, I knew the answer.
I don't think they had last names.
I knew it was something that started with an N. I just couldn't make it out.
I don't think they had last names. They just went by their town that they were from.
Yeah.
As a recognition.
Okay. What? We'll start with John
Christ
Thomas
was
on
Jesus
this one.
Last name.
John. No, actually, we'll start with Addie, then we'll go John Thomas, then Casey. What sign did the wise men see, Addie, that indicated a new king of the Jews was born? What was the sign that they knew they needed to go
sign.
Somewhere?
I thought you said side.
What did they see?
Well, obviously it's a star.
Yeah, obviously it's a star, John
obviously.
Thomas.
It was the star.
It was a star, Casey?
It was the North Star.
It was a star. Ding, ding, ding. All correct. Okay. In what city was Jesus born? This would be Casey's turn.
It's not Nazareth.
And not Nazareth.
Is Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Addie?
Bethlehem.
John Thomas?
Bethlehem.
Very good. Okay. How did the... we already did it.
I'm not keeping points.
I know. John Thomas and Casey are tied, and then Addie's one behind. Okay. Here we go. This is a good one. What was what was the name of the angel who appeared to Mary's husband Joseph? So the angel came down and said, "Hey, y'all are gonna have a child." What was that angel's name? Multiple choice. Multiple choice. This starts with whose turn is it?
His.
John Thomas. Nice.
Oh.
Michael, Gabriel, Abaddon, or unknown?
I don't remember. I think it was Michael.
Michael?
I don't think it was Michael.
Okay. Casey? Michael, Gabriel, Abaddon, or unknown?
I know Gabriel was the last one. But was it this? I think it's unknown.
Okay. Addy?
Unknown.
Gabriel.
I thought it was Gabriel.
Gabriel.
So
okay.
I'll remember that now.
All right. What was the name of the angel who appeared to Zacharias in the temple? That was John the Baptist's parents.
I don't even know who that is.
So that's related. Michael, Gabriel, Abaddon, or unknown? We'll start with, this would be Casey. What was the name of the angel who appeared to John the Baptist's parents? Michael, Gabriel, Abaddon, or unknown?
Gabriel.
Addy?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, John Thomas?
Can I plead the fifth?
No, you had to guess.
Unknown.
Unknown. Gabriel it is. Okay, so now Addy, you're all tied. You're all now tied. No, sorry. Casey is in first. Addy and John Thomas are now tied.
Because y'all were tied, but then I got it, so I'm
tied
with him now.
This
is my turn.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, no.
What
do
does
you
that
think
mean?
I would know
how
it?
Long? I don't know. But you have multiple choice. This would be Addie's turn.
Okay.
How long from appearing of the star did it take the wise men to arrive?
I think I
okay.
know.
Okay. Multiple choice.
I know this one.
6 months, 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years? How long did it take them to travel? 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year?
I think it was 1 year. I'm pretty sure it was 1 year.
Okay. John Thomas?
2 years.
Casey?
It was how long it took for the wise men to reach him?
Uh-huh.
6 months, 1 year.
2 years or 3 years?
At the manger?
Yeah.
I think it's a year.
2 years.
2 years.
All right, so we are now John Thomas and Casey are tied. Addy is one behind.
Hey, this is not fair. I am 9 years old. He's 21. I have no idea what his age is. Right, this is not fair.
If it makes you feel any better, I should be doing better than this anyway.
John Thomas.
Yeah.
What country? No. To what country did Joseph take Mary and Jesus after the wise men visited? So the wise men visit. Jesus already been born. Where does Joseph take Mary?
Egypt.
And
Egypt.
Egypt. Casey.
Is Egypt.
Egypt. Addy.
Egypt.
Egypt. And the correct answer is. Egypt. Yes. Well, good. Well,
so
well done.
So they're still tied and I'm okay. Still.
In what this would be, Casey, in what town did Jesus grow up in?
In what town?
Uh-huh.
That's not multiple choice?
Not multiple choice. You don't need multiple choice this one, buddy. shouldn't be on the tip of your tongue. It should just be, I know it.
It's on the tip of my tongue. 21, you should know this.
I know.
You're 21 now. Bethlehem. That's where
Happy
Jesus
birthday.
Was. Okay. Addy, what city did Jesus grow up in? Did he grow up in Bethlehem or did he grow up in Nazareth?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Addy?
That's what I said.
Nazareth.
You said
take them.
John Thomas? Did he?
Nazareth.
Because you,
no, you said
take
Bethlehem.
Them.
No.
So
you said
now,
take them.
John Thomas is in first. Addy.
And Casey are tied.
Addy and Casey are tied. Nazareth, bro, we already did that one. It was just a different wording. Okay. To what city did Mary and Joseph travel to and for what reason before the birth of Jesus?
That would be me.
So, okay, Addy, so what city did they go for the baby possibly to be born in and why did they go there? What city was Jesus born in?
He was born in Bethlehem.
Okay, that's one point. Why did they go to Bethlehem? Do you know?
I think it was because they were closest, but I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
Okay. John Thomas, what city?
So, give me a minute because I'm going to have to explain.
Oh.
So, So they traveled to Bethlehem because the Rome, the Roman.
Yes, I knew this.
Because the Roman, I think the consul was Herod at the time, and so he he was performing a census of the Jews.
And
so Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem because that was where they were from.
Yep. Yes, that's right. It was a census tax collection.
Oh.
We're all gonna. Everybody gets point. No.
Get one.
Yeah. Addie. You, John Thomas telling the lady, Addie and Casey are still time.
Okay.
All right. Oh, all right. Okay. Who was the Roman emperor when Jesus was born? Multiple choice. Multiple choice. This is John Thomas. Yes. Okay. Multiple choice. Who was the Roman emperor when Jesus was born? Marcus Aurelius, Caligula, Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, or Little Caesar? Marcus Aurelius, Caligula, Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, or Little Caesar?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesus was born around 3 BC, I think.
Okay.
So that would be Caesar Augustus.
Okay, Caesar Augustus is John Thomas's guess. Casey, what's your guess? Marcus Aurelius, Caligula, Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, or Little Caesar?
I'll say Caesar Augustus.
Caesar Augustus.
Caesar Augustus.
Everyone gets points. I'm disappointed no one guessed Little Caesars, though. $5 pizzas is pretty good, though.
I love their
pizza. Did they have $5 pizzas back in those times?
They didn't even have pizza, I'm pretty sure.
Never know, man.
Okay. Who are... this is the last question. Are you ready?
I lost.
This is a softball, but apparently we need some softballs from time to time on this one. This would be Casey.
Hello.
What type of building was Jesus born in?
It was, well, I was going to say a manger. It was I know what it was.
What did you say?
Manger.
Okay, manger.
Okay.
Can I answer for him?
Sure. No, well.
Well, I'll answer for
what's
me.
Your answer?
It was either, it was like a stable type thing where they kept the.
Yep.
Okay,
horses.
Stable is the most correct answer.
Yes, that's what I was
possibly. John Thomas,
a barn.
Yeah, stable would be correct. We're gonna give Addie the point. You other two losers didn't get it quite.
No, you tempted me to say manger. I knew manger is the trough. But
Addie still went with stable.
Yeah,
you pushed me.
If you know the answer, then you just know the answer. Doesn't matter how I push you.
I knew what it was. Another brain fart.
Man,
stable.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, man.
It's stable. I get the point. Me and John Thomas are tied.
John Thomas and Addie are tied. Casey, you're now in second.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay. We have narrowed down in the last two questions. Yes, Addie.
Do we have any bonus questions?
We just have two more questions.
Could you search up the quiz? Bonus?
Okay, here we go.
I'm in finals week.
This would be for Addie.
Just finished.
Addie. To whom did angels appear to on the night Jesus was born? What kind of people were they? Like we've talked about, I can't give you any help.
Please.
To whom did angels appear to on the night Jesus was born?
Help by any other.
Three, two.
Hey! I need more time. Give me more time.
One.
Let me have one more.
John Thomas.
Shepherds watching their flock by night.
Shepherds. Casey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, shepherds.
Shepherds.
Can I re-answer? It was shepherds.
John Thomas first. Casey is in second, and Addie is in third.
Okay, I gotta beat him
last
at least.
Last question. Here we go.
I gotta beat Casey.
John Thomas, get this right, and you're the champ.
Okay.
This is multiple choice. Who said... Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Was it Mary? Was it Elizabeth? Was it angels? Or was it Zacharias?
I'm sorry, I was looking at my
phone. Can I go ahead and answer real quick?
Angels.
Angels.
And the judges are conferring. Okay. The correct answer is... Angel!
Third.
Johnny, what do we have for him for winning the game?
A pat on the back.
Yay, pat on the back. Hashtag zero budget. All right.
Fun Christmas fact.
Good job.
Did you know that every year more than 3 billion Christmas cards are sent throughout the United States?
That's a
lot. 3 billion.
Billion with a B.
He's searching this up on his phone.
Uh-huh. The phone is a powerful tool.
It is. It is a very powerful tool.
Well, how about that? Good job, everyone. Maybe Casey learned a little knowledge about Jesus growing up in.
I did too.
Yeah. He did not grow up in Bethlehem.
Did not grow up in Bethlehem.
I know.
That's where he was born.
No, I know. That's what I said, Nazareth. You just decided I said Bethlehem.
I don't think so. But that's okay, though. Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Nate.
Hello, Nate. Merry Christmas, Nate.
We should say hello to Nate since he's the most popular podcaster in the room.
That's true.
Yes.
That. Yeah. Even this podcast is
definitely
nothing compared to him.
That's what I'm screaming.
The intern has become the teacher.
I'm telling you.
Oh well, it may have been a shorter episode, but you know what? That's okay.
It was still a good one.
It was a fantastic.
Yes.
I guess you could call it a mid-season finale.
That's right. We'll be back in January.
Absolutely. We'll come back better than ever in January.
That's right. More consistency.
Yo.
Our production is up there now. Now we just got to meet it with our schedules.
Yep.
We can do it.
You know what? I bet we can.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hope, our studio audience.
Hello.
Oh, there's Greg.
Merry Christmas, Greg.
We're signing off. You want to say Merry Christmas?
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, Greg. So from all of us at Conclave Radio, that's a Merry Christmas.
And to all
a good night. And we'll see you in January for the next edition of
Conclave Radio.